Hello, everyone, and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of September 20th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our October patrons, so if you're looking to join the Gamers In Patreon club, certainly head over to patreon.com/thegamersin and become a supporter. You'll get a shout-out on the TGI Patreon Mini every week, as well as our TGI Prime episode, so look forward to that. Extra Life is here. We're starting our campaign. It is September. Funny enough, time flies. You can go to bit.ly/TGIExtraLife2020 to donate and check out our team and all of our fun events, including the fact that we get to play on the actual game day, which is November 7th. Usually we have to bump a week or start a week early due to BlizzCon, but BlizzCon is not going on. There isn't even a virtual event happening in November. I believe they're going to do some sort of virtual event in January, so we don't have to worry about that. We're going to be doing Extra Life on November 7th, just one game day, when we'll have probably many, many more to come. So we'll have more news about that in the coming weeks, but I do have a fun thing to share with you. If you donate to the Gamers In team, you can go to bit.ly/TGIPrizes and look up a game, email us, and it's yours. That is our growing prize list, and if you donate and want a free game, you can check it out. They mostly come from humble bundles, extra games that people have. And if you have a collection of games that you want to donate to us to give away for Extra Life, head us up, info@gamersinpodcast.com, and we'll make sure they go to a good home for a good cause. Now, speaking of the Gamers In, what have I been playing? Well, considering we just did a show last Thursday, it's been only a couple days since, but I obviously booted up and played Super Mario 3D All-Stars, been playing that, and kind of jumping in between Super Mario 64, Mario Sunshine, and Mario Galaxy. My thinking is Super Mario 64 is definitely the most comfortable experience in terms of these times, and wanting to play something you know and love, that is a great game to jump into. But I'll say this, it has not aged gracefully. Like, it is an N64 game. It's one of the few early polygonal, like 3D polygonal games that you can play today and enjoy. You know, there are a lot of those early 3D games that just do not hold up at all, almost unplayable. I will say Super Mario 64 is very playable, very enjoyable, and the way they sort of up-res everything, it's definitely just an up-resing. It is still 4x3. It is not widescreen like the other two games in this collection, but it very much looks like the N64 game you know and love, but you know it's been up-res because there's no way it would look like that on a high-definition TV. If you were to hook up your N64. Now, the resolution is only 720p with the Super Mario 64 inclusion, but it is a lot of fun. It is the most comfortable. Super Mario Sunshine is one of those games that I have very fond memories of, and probably the first memory I have of enjoying a Nintendo property or product, and it being a Mario game that was like, it's not that great. It was very divisive. A lot of people were like, they either loved it or they hated it. It was the follow-up to the most influential Mario game to come out. Super Mario 64 changed everything. And to have the follow-up be Super Mario Sunshine, I can get it. I get that. But it is very much the evolution of the Mario formula in that we're getting new and wacky experiences with the lovable, you know, Mario platformer. So we see that as we continue down the Nintendo path with Super Mario Galaxy, and that Mario isn't just about reiterating on what was successful in Super Mario 64. It is about doing more than that. It's about creating a new 3D platformer with Mario as the main character, but adding new and fantastic abilities, whether it be a new power-up like the Spring power-up in Super Mario Galaxy. But it's also like completely turning the game on its head, in which in Super Mario Sunshine, you've got a water pack on your back and you're having to use that to clean and battle enemies. So it's really the first memory I have of really enjoying a Nintendo product, but like reading online all these like negative sort of opinions on the game, which are totally valid. I get it. Like it's the first different to what what was really, like, if you look at all the Super Mario games before that, the mainline ones, actually the first one might have been Super Mario World 2. Yoshi's Island was probably the first, was like, hey, this isn't Super Mario World 2. This is a different game. This is Yoshi's with crying babies. Like, okay. But you can kind of see where I'm coming from. And then Nintendo has, like, looked at Mario to be, let's do something completely different every time. And they set the formula with Sunshine. And then since then, it's been like, oh, yeah, it's rooted in the Mario 64 vibe, but it's got something new to it. I mean, Odyssey literally had a talking hat. So let's remember that as well. So I'm thinking once I sit down and focus on a game, it's going to be Sunshine. Again, that one is 16:9. It looks great. Galaxy has this weird thing to it where you're having to, like, control the star bit shooter still. So it's a little funky with the motion control. I'm playing with the pro controller. I might try it with the split controllers to see if that improves the feel of it, because that would be more closer to the original Wii and Nunchuck sort of setup. So I'll report back on the show when we get back here. I've got something actually here I'm going to tease and bring it over here and see if you'll probably hear it. It might be obnoxiously loud, so I apologize. I'm just going to turn it on. So maybe it's not that loud. But I got Lego Mario. I picked it up for Caden. It's his first week of school. See you later. Oh, yep. Bye. Good night. And I've been eyeing it, and I had this opportunity, and we wanted to get something for Caden for his first week of school. It was like a sort of, yeah, you did it. And and also I was holding off on Lego because I wasn't sure if he was going to enjoy it. But we busted out the Lego downstairs, so he's been playing with. So I got this. We set up the first course, and he's really digging it. A little rough with Mario and him jumping on Baby Bowser and doing the whole stomping bit, but yeah, surprisingly gentle with the rest of it. So we're still working on it. I'm still playing through it. It is fun. It's definitely like the first time I've played with Lego in a long time, but I'm going to play a little bit more of it and maybe talk about it on the show in the coming weeks, but I wanted to sort of tease that on the Patreon mini. Looking at the news, man, we had such a busy week last week. I'm kind of hoping it's a little slower this week. We will have Xbox Series X and S pre-orders on the 22nd. So if you're looking to pick up that console, definitely mark your calendars for the 22nd. Moving into Summoner's Call, another game club is behind us. We've finished up Sindered Shadows, which is the DLC side story for Three Houses. Plans are underway for our next game club, which is going to start in October, and we're going to be playing Fire Emblem Blazing Blade, the first North American Fire Emblem on GBA. We're going to be playing Lin's Route, which is just technically the prologue, the intro to the full story. It's about 10 chapters, and that'll take us right through until 2021 when we play our first Three Houses game club, and the route is being chosen by Extra Life donors. So if you go to bit.ly/extralife Ryan, you can donate to me. $10 or more allows you to pick your favorite route in Fire Emblem Three Houses, and Eddie and I will play through it for Summoner's Call starting in 2021. All right, looking at the month, big video game releases of September. Obviously, we had Marvel's Avengers. Been playing more of that as well. I gotta bring that back onto the show and kind of tie up that bow before the new Heroes come out in October and November. So I'll probably talk about that in the coming months. Mentioned Super Mario 3D All-Stars. If you haven't picked that one up, it's a bare bones collection, but it's three of the best Mario games made in the last two decades. So can't go wrong with that. Serious Sam 4 is launching on PC on September 24th. Mafia Definitive Edition coming to Xbox One, PS4, and PC on September 25th. Spelunky 2 is coming to PC on September 29th. It launched on PS4 just last week. Baldur's Gate 3 is coming to PC in early access on September 30th. That's going to do it for the TGI Patreon mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.